You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You have Craigslist misconnections, people trying to find each other around the Ozarks.
Yes,
they go to
this
website under misconnections, and they go, please, I'm trying to find the love of my life.
Thank goodness for Craigslist misconnections. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, where else are they going to go? Because sometimes you don't know their name at all.
Yeah.
You have nothing to go on except
you can't stalk them.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people do. That's just the thing.
Yeah.
People stalk each other on social media. That's
I mean, if I was everyone, I would go to Craigslist every day.
Really?
Make sure that someone's not talking about you.
All right. So let's get started.
Let's get into it. This says Highway Rock Paper Scissors in Springfield, okay? White Honda Highway Buddy, I should have got your name or something at the gas station, but I didn't think about it. You turned off of off 44 towards Branson. Doubt you'll see this, but hi.
Okay.
So.
See, this is how random misconnections are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 'cause you just don't know.
No idea.
You see somebody in a white Honda, and you're like, I have no idea if you're going to even check this out.
Right. They can only hope.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this. We're trying to get people together. This says, cute guy walking his dog in the Bentree subdivision here in Springfield.
Okay.
I saw a cute guy with a beard walking his dog as I was driving home from the neighborhood pool Monday around 9 a.m. and Saturday morning around 10:30. He waved both times. I almost stopped. If you see this by chance and are single, message me.
Okay.
So it looks like they may live in the same area. He's got a dog. She was at the pool.
Yeah, just keep driving around the subdivision.
That's not creepy.
Neither is going on Craigslist misconnections.
Well, what is more creepy, actually?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just keep driving around. Keep showing up to the pool.
She just needs to ask the neighbors.
Ask around, yeah.
Ask the hot guy with the dog.
Because as in 2022, people really love to talk to each other in neighborhoods.
Oh, boy. They love being neighborly.
Really? I mean, they love it.
All right. So
I mean, some people do, but there are like a percentage of people who just do not. They don't even wave when they drive by. And I'm like, these people are definitely, like, they've had to have moved here from like the
big
East or West Coast.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if they're even if they're in a big city like Kansas City or St. Louis, like Midwest people will wave at each other.
Right.
Other people. That's why I don't like to hear with these other people moving into our place.
You don't want outsiders?
No, I don't. Well, they're rude.
Like people from where?
People from
California.
There's California people are coming in.
They're coming here?
Yes. It sucks.
Why?
Dude, even people in Colorado are fed up with it too, and I don't blame them.
Oh, are they going to Colorado too?
Yes.
Oh.
Cuz of cost of living.
Mm.
These people are rude. They don't wave.
All right.
We don't
you
want
need
them
to
here.
Get over it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Just,
see, I mean, if you're neighborly, then you can find the cute bearded guy walking his dog.
I don't want someone being too neighborly, though.
Yeah, that's fair.
Nah.
Yeah, I get you.
I'm not into that.
Right.
This says in Joplin, actually. It says craft store lady. Doubt you'll see this, still trying. We saw each other at a craft store, a national chain, won't say which one. You had a cute blue white top on, a killer smile, and freckles for miles. We kept running into each other. I caught you taking a second look at me, and I'm sure you caught me taking many more than that. Hope you see this, hope you respond. Craft store lady in Joplin.
Okay.
So.
Does she work at the craft store?
I don't. It seems like they were both shopping.
Okay, well, what is it? What craft store is it?
It's not it like you're saying say.
Oh, okay.
It literally says national chain.
Say, they're like
it's not like I'm like keeping like, that information
wasn't
secret.
Wasn't anything bad about that establishment.
I'm guessing it's a Joann's or a Hobby Lobby or something.
A Joann's.
I don't know.
Michael's. I want to go to Joann's today. I really do. As long as the California people aren't there.
No, they won't be there.
I want to go to the joint. You're right.
They
because
won't
they're
be at
too busy going 85 and not waving to anyone.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.